My name is Jackson Farr, and I'm currently a senior at Highland Park High School. And I'm excited to share my story with you all. Affirmation driven, powered by approval, and consumed by maintaining an image worthy of being respected. These few phrases were my lifelong insecurities that were constructing a foundation that would shatter when the slightest problem would come my way. So throughout my high school experience, I spent so much of my time and energy trying to create and maintain a desirable perception. I would never miss a small group or youth event, but lacked a true intimate relationship with the Father that was vital for my life. One of the main ways this issue remained so deeply rooted was through the Christian community. So I went to Connecticut camps for 9 years and I would always admire the great qualities that my counselors possessed. And without a true understanding of Scripture and a basic level of dependency on the Lord, I fostered an idolization of the Christian lifestyle. I knew that I wanted to be marked and known by this identity, and maintaining this identity was my goal. So it was the reason why I would abstain from sinful decisions. I saw all of these godly men in my life and knew that their example is what I wanted to emulate. And I told myself that their lifestyle is how I wanted to live my life. But while doing that, I was only seeking favor among men. I ingrained this mindset, thinking your faith is determined by outward expression rather than inward conviction. I believed a superficial interpretation of the gospel. This knockoff of faith led me to make choices based on how it would appear to others. So a troublesome behavior that would be perceived by others, such as partying and bad speech, would be easy to withstand from. But inner sins, such as judgment of others and lust, were easy to fly under the radar within me. And so it really wasn't until March of this year that I realized how I was living was only a fraction of the immense hope and satisfaction found in Christ. This is when God revealed this insecurity and paved the way for a true relationship to happen. So all throughout my sophomore and junior year, I was in a friend group that I hung out with, really only because I had no one else. And these were all great people, but over time, I grew distant with them after ending things with a girl I had been dating for a little over a year. These factors, along with the limitations of quarantine, deprived me of community and led me to a period of isolation. But looking back, this period of time was part of the way God led me to find security, not in the world, but in Christ alone. My intimacy with the Lord was grown incredibly. I was given opportunities to intentionally meditate and listen to what God had in store for me. I finally understood that living for the world is exhausting and has no helpful hand to the development of my heart. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. I came into the realization that the fruits of the Spirit are a product of having the Spirit inside of me, not the other way around. Our good deeds reflect the rich dependency we have on the Father, and that in His abundant grace, we can approach every situation knowing that we are wonderfully made in the image of God. Today, God has blessed me with an incredibly sound community of people that I feel like have shown me what it is like to practically live out your faith in every aspect of your life. Every day, I'm constantly being reminded through these people that the Lord of all creation is sovereign in each and every one of our stories, which brings great peace and security in our hardships. Psalms 16:11 says, "In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So without the true acknowledgement of my need for a Savior, my emotions would be based entirely off of circumstances at the present moment. But God, time after time, broke this cycle of thinking and showed that true joy is found in Him. If any of you guys can relate to my story, I would ask you to discern if you are constantly trying to seek worth in your output and trying to preserve a perception of who you are, and then ask God to reorient your mindset and consistently give you the discernment of the Spirit to make decisions that glorify Him and not yourself. Thank you.